Ammunition has been selling at historic levels in recent months. Fears of tighter government gun and ammunition control have meant stores, everything from Walmart to mom-and-pop gun shops, haven't been able to keep bullets on their shelves. The lack of availability has led more and more shooters to take up a new hobby. Cliff Poser is the owner of Cliff's Guns, Safes, and Reloading in West Boise. His business has been crazy of late, so much so he has to keep a special stash of ammunition in his back room. That's so customers who buy guns from him can also buy bullets.
This is the worst I've seen. You know, I've been doing the business for 33 years, and I mean, as big as we've gotten, we still can't take care of all the people that are coming in.
One of these people is Robert Nicholson of Meridian. He says buying his target practice ammunition lately has been very difficult and expensive.
Before, you could just no worries about buying cheap ammo off the internet. You know, buy a 1,000-round steel case 223 for $150. Now you can't touch it for less than $400.
So Nicholson, like thousands of other shooters, is going a different route. He's making more of the bullets he shoots. He and Poser stand in front of a rack of gunpowder in Poser's shop.
Well, these are going to be max loads.
Okay.
Here. But it's one of the best powders out there. It's a very popular powder.
Poser says he's not able to stock all of the powders he used to.
Under normal conditions, we try to keep approximately 125 different kinds of powders on hand. And at this time, we only have approximately 20 kinds of powders on hand.
The owner says the scarcity of ready-made bullets has frustrated many shooters to the point they're spending between $200 and $1,000 to get into the hobby known as reloading. Derek Emmert is among them.
I've always wanted to reload my own ammo, partially for hobby, something to do. But as well as the cost of ammo off the shelf is just outrageous right now. So if I can reload my own ammo, it's going to cut costs, make shooting a little more cheaper.
So like I said, anytime you guys feel like you need to get up, stretch your legs, whatever, feel free to. We will have a break.
Emmert sits with several other men around tables set up in the back of Poser's shop. They're here for a Saturday morning class on reloading. They listen as the instructor goes over the importance of adding just the right amount of gunpowder.
Huge difference between 2.7 and 7.2. Okay, that's a catastrophic failure. That will blow up your gun.
But this increased interest in reloading has also led to shortages of the equipment and components necessary to make bullets. Companies haven't been able to keep up with demand.
It's been a challenge because we're used to operating at a certain level.
Mark Pixler is a spokesman for Arizona-based Dillon Precision. His company makes presses that assemble ammunition components into a finished bullet. And Pixler says calls have been coming in so quickly and so often lately, customers crashed the company's phone system.
We were literally unable to make outgoing phone calls. So we literally had to go and buy some prepaid cell phones so that we could conduct essential company business on telephones.
To try and keep up with the heavy demand, Dillon has hired back retired salesmen, asked parts suppliers to ramp up their production, and added a second shift at its own factory. Pixler says his company is doing more business than ever before, but thanks only to what he labels as a few people's hoarding and profiteering. Back at Cliff Poser's shop in Boise, a motion sensor in the shape of a frog croaks when customers walk through the door. It's been very busy lately, and that's good for the bottom line. Poser says he surpassed his 2012 sales totals this year by early May.
We hope that business continues to grow, but having business that's expanded by people that are not being necessarily sound-minded is not going to be solid business. It's not going to continue.
Poser thinks there's been what amounts to a bubble in the ammunition world that will soon pop. Once shooters stop fearing new restrictions, he thinks they'll start to use up their surplus of bullets. And when that happens, he'll see less business. Poser says there have been signs the last few weeks that's already starting to happen. But he says for the short term, demand for most of his products remains very high, and he thinks it could take a year and maybe even a year and a half before all of his supply shortages come to an end.